Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And folks, it is now or never, and I can't emphasize that enough. As we start looking at everything as it continues to play out, and unfortunately, we're just going to continue to see just things getting worse and worse. And that's just because we're allowing the progressives who have obtained full control over our news media, over our government, and over almost every facet of our lives. Because they are in this position, they are driving us. And they're going to put us away, you know, in the quickest form that they possibly can. Put us away, like do us under, get rid of our Constitution. They are working ardently. And so, you know, there's no rest for the wicked because they're just pushing and pushing and pushing. So if we're going to actually turn this ship around, we really need your help. And we need you to get involved. You need to actually be the person that starts leading others in petitioning and getting people to understand this powerful tool that we have in changing what's going on at your local level. Because once we get a hold of your local level, then it's going to be harder for them to try to inflict more pain upon us, because we're going to undo all of these little bureaucratic things that they've done. Because once we've taken over your local level, it's quick to take over the state, because it doesn't take long. As you start taking over in that process, all the other counties around you are going to get the wind of this, and they're going to actually start incorporating these ideas. So one of the things we need to get back to is we need to get back to common law and having that follow-on conversation. I've just been really, really busy with all sorts of things. And it's Feedback Friday, so I will get a hold of Paul maybe this weekend or maybe early this coming week, so we can get back to it, because I don't want to leave parts of this undone and, you know, holding me up on getting you into the ratification base, because we need to do that. Now, Feedback Friday is going to be a standard day, and this is the day we're going to kind of address the things and I've been poked a little bit, because most of you already know that regardless of what's in the news cycle, that's not going to change the important information we've got to cover. Now, I may be taking my time, but in some respects, I get a lot of feedback that goes, I'm going too fast. Because most people can only absorb new ideas, it takes so long. I can't tell you what is perfect. All I can do is I can just kind of cover what I can. And if we got to go back through it, or if you need me to go over it some more, then I'm happy to do that, because I do that for most people. But the fact of the matter is we need to keep going and going and going. And we cannot allow the news cycle to actually detract us. But before we go forward, let me take care of the obligatories really quick. We'll dispatch with this, and then we'll dive into Feedback Friday, because Feedback Friday is where we actually will set up what is happening in the news cycle, because obviously I do get, you know, those pokes and, hey, what are you going to say about this? What do you think? It's been a while since we've actually laid this out, but we're going to do it again. But more importantly, as you know, this show is sponsored by RepublicReview.org, and you're listening to the only show that goes through the academic evidence and academic evidence-based solutions. As you also know, Timber Nation is where you can actually get your quality hardwood furniture. Right there out of Pennsylvania, go check them out, timbernation.com. And actually, I'm not sure. I have to go back and check. I don't know if they actually put our entertainment system that we got from them up. And I know I haven't taken the picture yet. I still need to get the cleanup and everything kind of arranged, because it's just, you know how it is. When you got to keep things going, you just kind of incrementally do things, and you got to get back to it, and I just have not gotten back to it. And I hope this weekend, with a little bit of help, I will actually be able to get the studio all set up, done, so I can get pictures of this, so I can actually get this out and back to them so that they can, you know, get these pictures up of this broadcast desk that they created for us. Very, very happy with this. Anyway, as you also know, AdLocal has a canned campaign page. And I believe we've got that up. Just go check out adlocal.com and take a look at their $2,500 for running a campaign. It's basically a complete turnkey website. And one of the things... I'm at a loss of words, and I don't know how to say this because I'm not calling anybody out. But folks, if you're going to run for office, you do not have time to sit and dilly-dally or allow your website and your projection into the people to linger. You need to get that thing up and out, and you need people to be able to contribute to you via it. I mean, this is critical, folks. You have to have a good, strong website. And for $2,500, that's a very, very good price. When you really look at what you could be paying, because I think there's a lot of charlatans out there. I've actually seen some that want $12,000, $15,000. And I'm going, are you kidding me? Now, looking at some of the states that they may be in, like California and so forth, they go, you know, you're paying for sunshine right there. That's a lot of sunshine tax. That's all you're paying for. Anyway, but I've seen others where it's $5,000-$6,000 in very rural flyover states, and I'm going, you got to be kidding me. Check out adlocal.com. Our comment line, 425-270-5416. Now, one of the things that, you know, we can't avoid, you know, I'll say the grapefruit of the day, and that grapefruit or that issue that we have to deal with today is the tragedy that's occurred in Texas. Folks, tragedies occur almost every minute of the day, and we only get wind of these because there's billions of people that are alive in this great world. There's many things that happen all the time in India. There's things that happen in China. These are human beings. They're God's creation, all of them. And the fact that there's people that are living under tyranny, there are people that are living in gulags, and their only purpose in life is basically to provide their life for somebody else via an organ transplant. That's why they call them live organ transplants. Or live organ harvesting, because they kill you to take your organs to give to other people. There are tragedies. I can't emphasize this enough. There are tragedies that are occurring all of the time. And our news, our mainstream news, will not report anything that does not create a fulcrum for them to use so that they can try to leverage and manipulate the masses with their narrative. Do not look at this in any other way, because the reason why, and they just allow the cameras to roll with all the chaotic emotions and that raw emotion so that everybody just gets frustrated. I mean, come on, how much of that can you really take all that? It makes no sense until you place context that it all has to do with ideological wiring and trying to manipulate the masses. That's exactly what they're doing. And when it comes to tragedies, there's always a political agenda behind it when you hear about it in the news. And the narrative actually proves this. And this can be proven with the demagoguery that is being used and pushed behind each of these. You know what's coming. They've already started talking about it. The demagogues have already surfaced, and they're already out there. And it's almost like they're saying these things because they believe that this, you know, if we got to do this for them. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Because bottom line, everything that they've been doing has caused more and more death, and it's going to continue. And it's going to continue and continue and continue until we really talk about the problem, the real source of the problem. This is why we actually take you aside and try to get you to start thinking upstream view versus downstream view. And they're leveraging the downstream view, and they're manipulating it, and they're using demagoguery in getting you to focus on what they want. Keep in mind, they have to get you to focus on the downstream issue, and they will excoriate you for looking upstream as being insensitive to this particular case. How dare you start talking about all this stuff that's not going to solve this problem. The problem is that it's guns. Are you kidding? And we'll actually prove this. We're going to walk through this today because we've done this and we've done this and we've done this every time. And so when we do this, we're hoping that the next time we actually start hearing, because I'm beginning to hear some people talking, at least challenging the narrative in some ways, but I don't think that they're really understanding the magnitude of this problem and what we have to do to actually solve this. But anyway, we're in a heartbreak. We're going to be right back after these two promos, and we're going to push forward into this Feedback Friday on this very particular issue, and we're going to actually examine the source of the problem. And we're going to help you look upstream and actually historically at this. We'll be right back after these two promos. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
Okay, so when they start asking, everybody wants to know, how did this happen? How did this event occur? And so they want to go through timelines. They want to go through, you know, the purchase, the procurement. Where did these guns come from? They want to keep you very strictly focused on this very particular event and the timelines involved in this event. They do not want you to see all of the things that have created this in every school district around this nation, because the exact same things are happening everywhere. And I am telling you that this is a part of the problem. They do not care about life. The people that are creating this problem have already told us that there's way too many people alive on this earth, that we need to get down to 500 million. That's their model. That's their model of sustainability for this earth. You don't believe me? Go read the Georgia Guidestones. This is an old, it's been around for decades and decades. And so they're now getting to a point where they've got enough people to start buying into, and they now have enough technology and weaponry that they can actually get us to where they need us to be by using, we'll call them germ warfare, biological warfare, whatever you want to call it. They're using indirect warfare by using, fires and those types of things, economic warfare, financial, they are unleashing their, let's just call it compassionate fury, because they want to get rid of lots of us, and they're going to use your children. They're going to use your good intent against you. And so when they ask, how did this happen? There's a very specific outcome that they want to obtain. And so we actually have to start seeking and start understanding that this is actually a part of a foundation of violations of the Constitution. And every time, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to violate the Constitution further by justifying. You got to remember, the reason why this is all happening is because they are violating the Constitution. Ultimately, they want to take away all of our rights of self-defense, our rights of, being the militia and, right to bear arms, our right of petition. They want to take away every single one of these rights so that they can actually rule us and be finished with us and then move forward with the world that they want. I'm just telling you, this is what they're trying to do, and they're literally getting people to allow them to unleash themselves. This is not what God wants. And as a matter of fact, God is going to frustrate them so that they won't be successful. There will be a lot of people that will die. The Bible says 2/3, but that means it will possibly have 3 billion people left on the earth, 3, maybe 4 instead of the 10. But the fact is, they want to get us down to 500 million. That's what they need. That's what they want, because that's something that they can manage and controlling. Are you kidding me, folks? You can't remove that amount of people and say, yeah, this is sustainable. Seriously. Anyway, so let's actually take this historical look, because bottom line, we actually have to understand what these violations are. Because I'm telling you, these are all violations. And it all starts with one little violation here, one little violation there. And they've built and built and incrementally taken away those things that are integral to a good, just, and moral society. Our moral turpitude is a direct result of all of their efforts of violating the Constitution and successfully doing so. And we can undo all of this, folks. We can undo all of this. So let's just say, and it really happened before this point in time, but really when we started actually witnessing things occurring on paper and things moving forward, the Scopes trial back in 1920, it was, I would just say, a huge catalyst. It was a huge event that was a huge violation of the Constitution. How was it a violation? The federal government had no jurisdiction. They have no jurisdiction. This is not an enumerated power over creation or even arguing what is to be taught in school. They have no enumerated power to dictate what is to be taught in school. Remember, the Department of Hugh hadn't even been created yet, Health, Education, and Welfare. They were basically putting their nose into this, and Hugo Black, a 33-degree Ku Klux Klan member who was the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, created this edict that basically evolution would become a part of the of the curriculum and throwing out creation. The next step was sex education, because sex education was just, a couple decades later. You know, they had this World War II thing. They had the Depression. There were little cases that were moving forward. Don't believe me. They were actually doing things. But in the education speak, we're focusing upstream on education. What happened upstream and what caused all of this? The Scopes trial began. This is what, put things in motion. The Scopes trial in the federal government successfully injecting and assuming unconstitutional jurisdiction and getting everybody to buy into it that they could do this. Then they started talking about sex education, and they started injecting sex education. I'm not sure if it ever went to a major Supreme Court trial, but bottom line, the dumb people, our parents, our grandparents, these idiots, allowed the narrative to go, we need to start teaching kids, the proper things of sex, because they're not learning it in school, so that we can cut back on unwanted teenage pregnancy. All the while, they've been rolling out these Planned Parenthood places so that they can abort more and more kids. And this was all a part, this all goes back to the Scopes trial as well, because the Negro Project and abortion, that was all beginning at that same time. But in education speak, upstream in education speak, the perversion and the destruction of the American paradigm was well on its way, because the Scopes trial, now the sex education. Then in 1953, Eisenhower, with a sleight of hand, warning us about this military-industrial complex, put in motion the most evil complex that is absolutely destroying us today, and it is the Department of Hugh. Health, education, and welfare, all basically becoming almost their own independent departments. Health and human services, as well as education, and I believe welfare is, kind of spewed across a lot of different departments now. So they actually started by creating this Hugh, and this is how they started injecting more control. Then they started having these rulings of, the school board, or was it Brown v. the school board, or I think it's Brown v. the Board of Education, that's what it was. And there were a lot of other cases that were brought forward that were instrumental in removing God from the school, removing God and the scriptures. Eventually, they started creating laws, and all of them unconstitutional. We've covered these things. They can make no law regarding religion. And here, they're creating laws and regulations that you can't teach religion. That is a law regarding religion, telling the education system that they can't do it. In other words, with a sleight of hand, they've been creating laws that the Constitution actually forbids, and they've been getting away with it. And they've actually established this Antichrist church. They started removing, about the same time, they actually started removing the curriculum of civics and our, I'll just say, civility, as well as our history. Civility, actually, they started teaching this concept of protesting. By the time the 60s came around, we were now being taught that we needed to get out of the street and protest and use civil disobedience. Civil disobedience was what was necessary in bringing this attention to racism in America that was, in some cases, in the 20s, racism was almost dead. Had it not been for government injecting itself and actually stoking the flames and increasing and supporting racism and institutionalizing racism, then at that point in time, we had to actually go and correct government. When we really look at, the majority of the people, the people just wanted to live their own lives, and for the most part, they weren't stoked up. It was government that got them stoked up and created this divisiveness. And so, bottom line, as we started looking at how they were removing civics and civility, they were also injecting these basic principles of social justice and the Bolshevik Revolution, which really started surfacing much later in the 90s and the early 2000s. but the principles were being planted, or the bedrock was being laid. This unconstitutional revolution was beginning in the late 50s and early 60s. They also started in the late 60s, early 70s, started normalizing sexual perversion. And this was all being done in the school, my friends. This is not something that was being done in the news or you know, out in the, you know, let's say the media, Hollywood and entertainment, even though it was being supported and actually propelled by those entities and institutions. What we were actually seeing was these things were being taught in the education system. And so normalizing sexual perversion, telling us, well, homosexuality is normal. 10% of the people, 10% of the population is going to be homosexual because that's what it was. And you know what? They knew that that was a lie. And they knew that if they could pervert you, they could change that. We'll be right back after these two promos.
Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Moby Strip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Moby Strip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416. And so they know, and there's been studies on this, folks, they know that as soon as they expose you to something, to some idea, it actually starts, it creates this pathway into your brain housing group and into your processing to get you to start challenging or actually weaken you. There's been evidence when they've actually showed crimes that have been committed, such as, you know, fire, you know, putting people on fire and doing those types of things. They've actually seen kids actually doing copycats. There have been copycats of murders, people that are criminally inclined, or people that, you know, have this perversion inclination, or, you know, it doesn't even have to be, you have to have this inclination. It's a matter of the power of suggestion. One of the things that they have shown in basically exposing somebody to an idea, whether they see it or what have you, it becomes a subliminal suggestion that all of a sudden you start thinking about that, and next thing you know, you're getting up and you're going to go buy yourself some popcorn in the popcorn theater, or get out of the theater's lobby. Oh, I want some popcorn. Folks, they understand all of the mind games, and they know exactly what they're doing. If they exposed you to the studies of how to manipulate people and how to pervert them, we would never have allowed this to happen. But they these are the best kept secrets that destroy nations. And who is the keeper of these secrets that destroys nations? He's the evil one. But that what they've been doing is they've been normalizing sexual perversion. Today, what they've been quantifying, and actually, this actually started in the, I'll say the 90s and the early 2000s, they started quantifying patriotism for the Constitution because, you know, they started off with these little groups. Like in the 90s, it was the militia, those guys that were patriots out there. Remember McVeigh? Well, he was a radical. Well, maybe he was a radical, but I don't think he was a radical constitutionalist at all. He wasn't. And as a matter of fact, I think there's more evidence that he was actually a leftist radical. Because when we really start looking at all of this, it proves that these people believed on the left side, or I should say the subjugation side, they weren't supporters of liberty. But we'll get into that. But what they've been doing is they've been quantifying patriotism for the Constitution as radical and perverting patriotism, that if you were to be a patriot, you must be supporting our new unconstitutional government that is, you know, building up this social democracy. That's the good patriotism. This patriotism for this Constitution, these people are sick in the head and we can't trust them. They're conspiracy theorists. And so, I mean, all of this has been indoctrinated into our kids through the education system. The kids have been inclined to report their parents for having guns or being constitutionalists. They're promoting, now they've started promoting, or after they got kids to start looking at patriotism and the Constitution as a bad thing, they're teaching these kids exactly. This is why I tell people, when you look at, you know, websites like We Believe We Vote, kids will actually go to that as a guide of how not to vote, because they know that it's all biblically based and they're anti-biblical. So you have to either start, you know, concealing this stuff by having memberships, because when you start putting it out there, the kids are being actually taught, you know, these are the enemies, and you need to understand what the enemy is doing so that you can counter it. They're actually teaching these kids these types of philosophies and getting them to behave a specific way. They're promoting sexual dystopia so that these kids don't know what they are. This is why we have all of these problems. They're promoting white guilt and reparations, both of which are unconstitutional. Teaching anybody an anti-racism of anything is really unconstitutional and repugnant to any nation and any person that loves individual liberty and individual sovereignty. All people are welcome as long as you support the ability of others to enjoy liberty. As long as you don't believe in compelling them that they have to live and act and behave a certain way. The final assault, and we're seeing this, the final assault is the Constitution. And the final attacks that they're making, going after our guns, going after our finances, going after all of these different things. I am here to tell you, my friends, they are in the mode of the final assault. And so when we actually look at this very particular case now, because you can go through all of the history, and I just really did a high-level view of going through the education system and how they completely perverted it and started using the education system as the indoctrination point for a Bolshevik revolution, for this concept of actually getting a society to destroy itself. So many people right now, when we're looking at this very particular case and issue, there is some uniquenesses that are forcing people to dance around issues, because we already know that there was a sexual deviation with this young man. We already know that he was supposedly a transgender, and they're talking about mental illness, that this person must have been mental ill, but they will not. they will not allow you to create the connection that this person's sexual deviation was a factor of their mental illness. This was absolutely a natural thing. Folks, there is a commonality amongst all people that are willing to go out and kill mass people. The commonality is that they are not liberty-minded people. They're actually what we would call leftists and or socialists and or autocrats. You may find people, what they would consider, on the right-hand side because of their race or what have you, but they have nothing to do with liberty, and they're not true patriots. They're not about supporting the Constitution. They're not about making sure that everybody's rights are being preserved. They believe that the ends justify the means, that if they have to go out and kill, that's what they will do. They will use force, they will use fear, and that is all outside of the umbrella of the Constitution and our paradigm that all men were created equal, that we all, have inalienable rights, and that we have to protect everybody's inalienable. If you understand those principles, what these people are doing is antithetical to those principles. So we cannot avoid the ideological alignment here. We have to start looking at politics is in everything. I mean, Aristotle knew this over 3,000 years ago. Almost 3,000 years ago, Aristotle pointed out that there's politics in everything. And that we have to start looking and we have to start recognizing the dangerous politics here. Because if we don't, we're only fooling ourselves. And bottom line, even the framers understood fundamental politics. The framers, how many times have I told you about the Tory Acts? How many times have I told you that the Tories, who were colonists, spoke the same language? I mean, they were related to many of these same people, families, fathers, sons, what have you. And because they were loyalists to the British government, then what they ended up, what they ended up doing, or what the government ended up doing, is they ran them out. 100,000 people were removed. I mean, if you look at the percentage of the few million, it's a good percentage. It's a good percentage because, if 100,000 is 10% and they had maybe 3 million, then that was probably 3, 4%. Folks, that's about where we are today. Maybe a little bit more. But bottom line, we cannot allow this dangerous ideology to continue to get rooted and grow. The problem is it is so entangled in our society because it is the government that is doing this all unconstitutionally. Now you see the problem. How do we get this out? How do we get rid of this? Well, you have to take your county back. You have to demand every public servant be held accountable to the Constitution, that they have a responsibility per their oath of office to support that Constitution. Boy, I'll tell you what, most of these people want to do everything they can to get rid of the Constitution and that oath because they know the day of reckoning is coming for them. They know that you're starting to wake up, and the sooner you make these connections and the sooner you actually make the commitment and basically convict yourself to say, I am going to do this, then the sooner we actually get to getting the results we deserve. Because we do not deserve to live under tyranny anymore. We all are starting to challenge. We're all starting to realize just how bad this is. And that's all it takes. It's the realization to actually exert the energy to take a stand, to stand up, and then start taking measures. Remember, knowledge is power. Knowledge only becomes power when it is acted upon. So, when we come back, we'll just kind of wrap this up, and then we're going to get into citizenship, and we want to move forward, because we're going to cover education in these issues as a part of the compassion services, so we'll get to this again. But what we want to do is we want to kind of keep plugging away on where we were. So we're going to get back into citizenship right after these two messages.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Okay, so what we want to do is we want to actually kind of look at the scale of liberty real quick, because we kind of introduced this, and we're going to get into the scale of liberty when we kick off the ratification debates. When you look at the side of liberty, this is the most Christ-like one can be, that allows everybody to choose for themselves to accept him, to live the life the way that they choose, and to be held accountable, and to actually be responsible for what they do. On the opposite end is subjugation. On the opposite end, you will be compelled. You will not have to suffer indignity. You will not have to suffer injustice, because you will do what you're told, and what you're told is right. Even if you die, even if, you know, you're punished or what have you, that is not suffering, because the state is the almighty sovereign, and what it is doing is right. Excuse me. And so the people that believe in liberty, they could not imagine inflicting pain or forcing anybody or killing, taking a life from anyone. They believe that all people must be educated and choose for themselves and do the right thing. And if they don't, then we have to hold them accountable based on the law and the rule of law. That's why our nation, as a republican form of government based on law, is as close to God and close to Christ as we possibly could get it. Now, on the other end of this, communism, this concept of subjugation and compelling people, that is not of Christ. That's the exact opposite. It's antithetical. It is Satan. And the people that adhere to this and the people that are leading this movement believe that they need to do anything and everything they can, even if they're a leader or if they want to be a leader. This young man in Texas was an ideologue, and he felt that, well, since he couldn't graduate, since he couldn't move forward, he might as well end his life in a principled way to show that the ends justify the means. And basically making this personal sacrifice so that they could come up with another case of taking away the guns from the people so that we could all be compelled by the state, so that the state itself would, you know, be glorious. I don't know the issues, and I don't want to say I don't care, but I understand the issues at the bigger level. I don't understand them at the myopic level and the little details, and they're really not that important. What's important is that we understand where we stand and what we have to do to ensure that people can be educated and make the best choices for themselves. Now, there's no doubt in my mind that as we look at how we got into this mess historically, what we need to start doing is we need to demand that prayer be brought back in school and the Bible be brought back, and that we start injecting morals again into the education system. You do not get away with removing morals in God and actually teaching evil things and think that there's no consequences to this. If we're going to undo this, we have to undo the education system. So here's a couple of petitions for you. The first petition is really not a petition. You need to actually get as many people as you possibly can into homeschooling. And then we need to actually dive into the petitions. And actually, let me kind of pull this up because I think I wrote one down for this. As we start looking at this, we need to actually, the first petition is challenging. Once you actually get all of these people out of school and you get people to start teaching their own kids in homeschooling, and if you can't do homeschooling, then you need to talk to your minister. You need to talk to your way leader, whoever your religious guide is in your local area, and ask them if they can come up with the services. But what you have to do is you got to get your kids out of this petri dish, out of this indoctrination system. And then you need to also come up with a petition in challenging the curriculum to your county commissioners and your school board, challenging them. So the school board is where you can challenge the petition. But the taxation, you have to go to your county commissioners. And you have to demand that you actually get your taxes removed. Because what they're teaching, so in challenging the curriculum, this is the first petition, you have to challenge the fact that they're teaching our children to become revolutionaries against our own government and against our own system. And they're teaching them a perverted doctrine that is not founded on the truth of our Constitution, the truth of our history, and all of these other things. That what they're teaching is absolutely destructive, and it has no place in our school, and we have, you know, a right and a responsibility to ensure that the correct curriculum is to be taught. And therefore, the next petition going to your county commissioners, this is what you basically petition your school board with that. And then you actually provide that petition to your county commissioners. We've petitioned them to do this, and this is our expectation. And furthermore, because they're teaching this, and because, you know, until they actually fix all of these grievances and redress them, then what we demand is we demand a complete removal of the levies and a refund on all taxations that they're basically taking from our property. Those direct taxations that are feeding your school system, because many school systems, see, this is what they've been doing for years and years and years, because everybody believes that we owe it to the kids, we got to do it for the kids. So they constantly throw out these levies and they lay these taxes on everybody. And as far as I'm concerned, anybody that has a child should, and you put your kids into homeschooling, then you need to be a part of this petition. And everybody that doesn't have a child, they need to be a part of this as well. I honestly believe that there's a higher majority of people that look at what the education system is doing today is absolutely destructive, especially when we expose everything. We start putting these things into a petition and we actually academically lay this out. Folks, it's a slam dunk. You know, I think this is a slam dunk for us. And it will create this pressure on the county commissioners in saying we have a right because we don't have a representation, and you're doing things that we don't that do not represent us, and it represents some other repugnant ideology, not even our own government, then we demand our taxes back. It's not about, I mean, this almost goes down to taxation without representation, my friends. And that's exactly the chant that everybody should start doing outside the county commissioners and demanding their taxes back. See, this is how we start doing this. And that's only on one issue. We can't allow us to become single issues. Then we need to get back in and fight for these other issues, our monetary system, fighting for our citizenship and our against the invasion, all of these different issues. So as we move forward, we need your help in executing these things. Sign these petitions. Be the one that actually starts printing them out and sitting out and collecting. You'll be the first person to actually start collecting signatures. But my friends, over time, many people will come and they will get involved because they want to help. They actually recognize what you're doing is the right thing to do. And as we get on the high road, lots of people will want to start traveling on the high road because they didn't even realize that they were bumped off of the high road and they're down on these dirty, nasty trails in hell. And that's where we are. That's where we are today. We're actually living in a government that we don't deserve. We've been manipulated into this position, and we really believe that everything has been legitimately done. And it's not. And we know this, and we prove this for you. We go out of our way to prove this for you. So, with that, let's go ahead and take a quick jump up into what we'll call the citizenship. Because one of the things that I already brought up, and I want to bring this up again because this kind of helps set this tone. Because we went through the history of the immigration or the naturalization requirements of the United States. Well, we can't do that without this concept of the Tory Acts. The Tory Acts proved that Americans were not loyal, or those Americans that were not loyal to liberty and the Declaration of Independence, along with the government that evolved under this new paradigm, those folks were not allowed to be citizens or inhabitants in this land. And this has to apply today. People that do not want to be here, or they do not want to see this land be the land of liberty, then we cannot keep them here. We owe it to them to send them to Cuba or a place where they can thrive in the communistic state that they want. But they can't take away ours. They're a minority, and all we have to do is stand and say, I support liberty. I support the freedom to choose what I'm going to have for dinner tonight, the freedom to choose to, you know, say whatever I want to say, express myself, and to worship my creator the way I choose to. Folks, that is the power you have, and that's what we need to do. Now, getting into the citizenship, let me see, we've got, well, I don't even have 10 seconds. So we'll get into a natural-born citizen and how it was defined by Harvard Law, and we'll kind of move through some of these definitions, just so you can kind of see, you know, the paradigms of what it was and what we have, and in contrast to what we're being told by government today. So folks, we need your help. We need you to get engaged and quit wasting time. We're losing this. It's now or never. I'm G.R. Mobley, Reclaiming the Republic. We need your help. God bless.
Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.